Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Horace Heidt and Fats Waller, and we're going to celebrate the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge, but first things first. I need to set the record straight, so to speak. Several weeks ago, in a segment on quotations about glory, I played I'm Ridin' to Glory and credited it to a Harry Reaser band, possibly the Clico Club Eskimos. Well, I got an email from listener Luis, who, through the wonder of the internet and streaming audio, listens to the show in Argentina. Luis questioned my information, and it turns out I'm Ridin' to Glory wasn't by Harry Reaser at all, but by Sam Lennon's I Panna Troubadours from Columbia 78, number 1412D, recorded April 17, 1928, with the banjo solo by Tony Colucci. So, thanks to Luis for catching that and taking the time to write. I was recently in Sacramento, California for a business meeting and took some time between the end of the meeting and my flight to visit Brooks Novelty Antiques and Records in Old Town Sacramento. In addition to vintage jukeboxes, arcade games, and vending machines, Brooks has tens of thousands of LPs and thousands of 78s. When I left, he had a few more dollars, but several fewer 78s than when I went in. And here are some of them, starting off with Cass Hagen and his orchestra.
Imagine a man has just bought a new radio, and he's one of these typical dial twisters who is never satisfied with one program. You hear the news, a dramatic play, the market prices, and London, England. But really, he doesn't care what program he gets. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
sun. Only you beneath the moon and...
It was officially reported this evening that Mr. Neville Chamberlain stated in the House of Commons...
Oh, Dora, my darling Dora, you know how much I love you.
Oh, but Francis, it cannot be so.
Oh, but don't you hear the sound of sweet music? Dora, if you would only come with me, the sights that we could see.
5,000 hogs and 3,000 sheep. Some hogs active, others slow. How is your stomach? If you have an acid stomach, why don't you enjoy Teddy White and his Hawaiian singers and players? You are now hearing Big Ben from London. Good night, everybody. This is the Templeton Broadcasting System.
That was musical entertainer and composer Alec Templeton with what is described on the label as a musical caricature entitled Man with New Radio. Alec Templeton was born in Wales in 1909 and was blind from birth. He lived in the U.S. and composed jazz interpretations of classics such as his composition Bach Goes to Town, and he also composed more serious compositions such as Hazy and Blue, which is on the other side of that Victor 78 from around July of 1939. Before Alec Templeton, we heard Eddie Peabody and his banjo and The Doll Dance, written by Nacio Herb Brown. Eddie Peabody was born February 19, 1902, in Reading, Massachusetts. He started playing the mandolin at age 5 and was playing on stage by age 10. He enlisted in the Navy and served in the Submarine Corps in World War I. His musical career started in vaudeville and wound up nearly 50 years later with appearances on The Lawrence Welk Show. In 1926, he appeared in an early talkie and may have been the first banjoist to play on film. He made many LPs on the Dot label in the 50s and 60s, and he made at least one record for Edison in addition to the Victor recording we just played, which was from around July of 1927. Eddie Peabody died in Covington, Kentucky on November 7, 1970. Eddie Peabody was preceded by Ted Weems and his orchestra with the vocal refrain by Arthur Jarrett on Here We Are, written by Gus Kahn and Harry Warren, from the original Victor 78, recorded around July of 1929. Here We Are is on the flip side of Piccolo Pete. And we started off with a Columbia Vitatonal recording from around March of 1927. Cass Hagen and his Manger Hotel Orchestra, and Hallelujah from the show Hit the Deck. And you're hearing it all on a Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back right after this. Last week, May 21st, marked the birth in 1904 in Waverly, New York, of Thomas Wright Waller, better known as Fats. His early musical training came from his grandfather, a violinist, and his mother, and by age 10 he was playing organ in his father's church. In 1918 he filled in for the regular organist at the Lincoln Theater, and that turned into a permanent position. In 1919 he won a talent contest playing ragtime pianist James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout. Fats Waller adopted the Harlem stride style of piano playing, in which the right hand plays the melody and the left hand alternates between the bass notes on the strong beats and chords on the weak ones. From 1926 to 29, he made a series of pipe organ recordings in Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey. In 1928, he collaborated with James P. Johnson and Clarence Todd on the music for the Broadway revue Keep Shufflin'. In 1929, he combined talents with Andy Razaf, his regular collaborator and closest friend, on the revue Hot Chocolates, which contained the hits What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue and Ain't Misbehavin'. In 1932, he toured Europe with fellow composer Spencer Williams, playing at the Kit Kat Club in London and the Moulin Rouge in Paris. In 1934, he formed Fats Waller and His Rhythm and made more than 150 sides for Victor. He appeared in three feature films, including Stormy Weather in 1943 with Bill Bojangles Robinson. After filming, he stayed on in Los Angeles for an engagement at the Zanzibar Club. On his way back to New York on the Santa Fe Chief, years of an excessive lifestyle caught up with him, and he died of pneumonia as the train pulled into Kansas City on December 15th. My interest in vintage music began about 30 years ago when I first heard Dr. Demento play this record on his show.
Stars blowing, I feel alive. Feel like going, say, what's your jive, baby? Hop, baby. Huh? You in a trance? Say, I'm a killer dealer with nothing on my mind. When they start to play in sweet songs, leaves me on the rocks. When they start to play in swing songs, it beats me to my socks. Hiya, baby. How's about a little dance? Huh? Oh, you feel like trucking? Well, I'm in the groove. You feel like fagging? Come on, let's move. Like swing music? Yes, yes. How you, babe? Yes. I'm in the groove. Talk about pegging, let's move. Swing music, yeah, yeah. I can play. Starting, yeah. Swing.
Thank you.
Carolina Shout, Fats Waller, May 13th, 1941. Before that, Fats playing the pipe organ in Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey on May 20th, 1927, and Sugar. That was preceded by How Ya Baby, Fats Waller and His Rhythm, Herman Autry on trumpet, Gene Cedric on clarinet and tenor sax, Al Casey on guitar, Charles Fatman Turner on bass, and Slick Jones on drums, recording in New York on October 7th, 1937. And we started off with one of my favorite records of all time, Fats' piano solo, Handful of Keys, recorded in New York on March 1st, 1929. I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I invite your comments and requests. You can send either by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by my website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and to play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. That's www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. We'll be back to celebrate a couple more birthdays when we return right after this. Last week, May 21st, marked the birth a century ago in Alameda, California, of bandleader Horace Heidt, H-E-I-D-T. During the 1920s, Heidt's band worked in vaudeville and included Lobo, the trained dog. In 1929 and 30, the band worked at the Lake Theater in Oakland, California, then toured the country, and in 1931, toured Europe. At the end of 1932, Horace Heidt formed a new band at the Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco. In 1936, he was at the Drake Theater in Chicago and had a coast-to-coast radio program called Horace Heidt for Alamite. In 1937, his band called the Brigadiers had 14 musicians and 16 vocalists, including the King Sisters. For 8 years, his was the resident band at the Biltmore Hotel in New York. Horace Heidt has 2 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one for his work on radio and one for his efforts on television. He received a star on Palm Springs Walk of Stars this past week on May 19th. Here's Horace Heidt and his Californians.
Thank you. It's the dawn of a new day. Tomorrow we come, see the sun through the gray. It's the dawn of a new day. Here we come, young and old. Come to watch all the wonders unfold. And the tune that we play, it's the dawn of a new day. Tell the wolf at the door that we don't want him round anymore. Better times here to stay, as we live and laugh the American way. Listen one, listen all, there can be no resisting the call. Come hail the dawn of a new day.
Now, if you will kindly pick up your books and turn to page 222, we'll ask you all to sing. You'll find your books on the backs of your seats. Are we ready?
Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us all sing right out of Grandma's Lysol, used for everything. Everything on the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes, and for your hand, and for your plate, all for your hand.
Shall we now sing the second verse?
Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together. The second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. Then let us all sing right out of
Well, let's sing what's left of the last verse. Let's have a happy time, everyone. The last verse, all together. Everyone. Thank you kindly, kindly.
Mrs. O'Malley, out in the valley, suffered from ulcers, I understand. She swallowed a cake of Grandma's Lysol, has the cleanest ulcers in the land. Then let us all sing right out.
Well, normally we try to stick with songs from the 1920s and 30s. Occasionally we venture into the early 40s, but we just went all the way into the 50s, 1952 to be exact, with Johnny Stanley, and It's in the Book, Part 2. Why did we play that? Well, because Johnny Stanley was backed by Horace Heidt and his orchestra. And before that, it was the official song of the 1939 New York World's Fair, Dawn of a New Day, written by Ira Gershwin and Kay Swift, and performed there by Horace Heidt and his orchestra with the vocal by the Glee Club, recorded by Brunswick on January 12, 1939. And we started off with Horace Heidt and his Californians and Melancholy. Melancholy was written by Ben Ryan, with lyrics by Lou Handman, and the vocal on that November 1929 recording was by Harold Moore. Last week, May 25th in 1927, the movie Tone News was shown for the first time at the Sam Harris Theater in New York City. Charles Lindbergh's epic flight aboard the Spirit of St. Louis was featured. These newsreels were produced for showing in theaters until 1967, when competition from TV news resulted in their extinction. Here's the theme from the Fox Movietone News, March of Time. March of Time, the title theme from the Fox Movietone News. And we're marching through this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting your comments and requests, which you can send by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. That's www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. We'll be back to open that golden gate when we return right after this. On May 27th in 1937, ceremonies marking the opening of one of the greatest engineering marvels in the world, the Golden Gate Bridge, were held in San Francisco, California. The 27,572 individual parallel wires making up the 2 36.5-inch diameter, 7,659-foot-long cables could wind around the equator more than three times. The bridge was designed to withstand a 100-mile-an-hour broadside wind by having the bridge floor sway as much as 27 feet at mid-span. So here to commemorate the Golden Gate Bridge are some Golden Gate songs, starting off with Herb Wiedoeft and his orchestra.
North wind howling, woo. You are talking of heaven. women or men have a sample of power. California is best. Goodbye, sleigh bells. I'm getting fed up on this rain and snow. That's why my weary heart is singing westward. Oh, there's a train, let's go. Pulling out at 11.
I'm coming to ya,
Golden Gate.
Bring on your fun,
sing hallelujah. Roses are red, violets are blue. Where native sun,
those natives
are
all in love it.
Blue to you, a little sun-kissed Pumas.
Oh, ain't she nice?
She's smiling my way, just beyond the Lincoln Highway. No one's strong now, it won't be long now. So open up that Golden Gate.
Thank you.
We began at one end of that set commemorating the Golden Gate with Golden Gate, and ended up on the other end with Golden Gate. We heard Cass Hagen at the top of the show, and that was Cass Hagen once again and Golden Gate. And the first rendition of Golden Gate in that set was by Herb Wiedoeft and his orchestra from January of 1928. In between the Golden Gates from an Edison Diamond disc, which accounts for its extra-long playing time, was the Golden Gate Orchestra, actually the California Ramblers, and Look Who's Here from June 23, 1925. In the band, the Dorsey Brothers and Red Nichols. Look Who's Here was preceded by Tiptoe Through the Tulips, also by the Golden Gate Orchestra, and recorded June 6, 1929. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, your requests and comments are always welcome. You can send them by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next time, I do thank you for your very kind attention.